This is Spotlight, WMFE's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. When it comes to the arts, people often use the phrase, it's all in the timing. And as it turns out, the timing's great for FAVO, the Faith Arts Village Orlando Collective. It's almost time for December's monthly open house, sometimes still called First Fridays, even though they now stretch through Saturdays. That coincides neatly with the beginning of the holiday market season and the end of FAVO's collection of gift cards that'll go to Grace Medical for the uninsured and underinsured. It's all happening December 2nd and 3rd. But wait, what's FAVO? So glad you asked. As Executive Director Will Benton explains in this 2019 interview, it's a creative space with creative beginnings.
FAVO is part of the ministry of the Park Lake Presbyterian Church, which is directly across the street, downtown Orlando. FAVO was originally the old Davis Park Motel, built in the 1950s. It was rented as a hotel until about 2010, maybe, and then it was vacated. The church built tore down several of the buildings so that a parking lot could be built, but left several buildings. So it was from that we had many conversations about whether or not we'd use the hotel property for coalition, feeding the homeless, housing the homeless types of things. But that didn't work out according to city zoning and different things. So our pastors, Dan and Helen Debevoise, Helen said, can't we do something creative with that space? And I, being the organist of the church and working with them for 15 years now, I said, let's do a creative village of working artists. So that's kind of how it all started.
And that's, in fact, what it is, a creative village of working artists. Tell me how that works. Do they rent the rooms, so to speak?
There are 36 rooms in the building, one of the buildings on property. 22 of those are full-time rentable spaces.
Wow.
And we use those. I have a waiting list of people trying to get in always. So when a vacancy comes available, then I fill it immediately.
So tell me about First Fridays. What happens then?
It's we open up all 36 rooms. So it's all local art, amazing creative people from sculptors to jewelry makers to painters, mosaic artists, anything you can imagine. All open up their doors on First Fridays. We usually have food trucks, live music, and a kids' art table, and it's a good time, free event for everybody.
So you can stroll, you can browse, buy, talk to the artists?
Absolutely. The artists love that. Some people think artists are not approachable or don't know questions to ask artists, but you can ask artists anything about a specific color or what motivated them to come up with that idea or that concept. So it's a little less intimidating than it should be.
The whole place is lit up and all the curtains are thrown back so you can see in through the windows into all of the artistic spaces.
Correct. Right. And you can enter the ones that you choose to.
Now, is there a requirement that the art or the artists be Presbyterian or Christian in nature?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We welcome anybody and everybody that wants to come to the property. The art is kind of juried, so the artists that come in have to be of a certain level. We try to make it a fine arts village. So we try to make sure it's pretty good quality stuff.
That was FAVO Executive Director Will Benton. That conversation first aired in July 2019. Spotlight is a production of 90.7 WMFE News. Editorial guidance this week from Brendan Byrne. Support for Spotlight comes from our listeners. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening.